This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As we enter the last 10 nights and the last 10 juz of the Quran, there are now too many surahs in each juz for us to do a recap of all of them. So what I'm going to do over the next few nights is, I'm just going to choose one surah from each juz to focus on and give a brief tafsir on. So from the surahs that we are going to recite tonight, the one that takes up the bulk of this juz is Surah Ar-Rum, the chapter of the Romans. And this is a very fascinating surah. This is a surah which in multiple ways is a proof of Islam. In multiple ways, this surah is a proof that Islam is the true religion. So one perspective, of course, is that all of the Quran is miraculous. And all of the Quran is a proof of Islam. But when you dive into the surah, there's two specific things about the surah that served as a proof of Islam. Number one is the message of the surah. So there is in the middle of the surah a long passage of verses. Each verse begins with "Wa min ayatihi," that from amongst his signs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of his signs, one of the signs of his existence, one of the signs of his power. So in this set of verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us, for example, that from amongst his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth. So this universe itself is proof of the existence of a creator. And then it zooms in, for amongst his signs is your own self, right? And how you were created, what you were created from. And then languages, the fact that human beings have such a complex variety of languages, all of which have things in common, all of which have things that are different from each other. Language itself is a sign of the existence of an intelligent creator. And the most commonly recited of all these verses, of course, is the verse about marriage. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that amongst his sign is marriage and is the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates between husband and wife. All of these things are mentioned in the surah for us to reflect on. That each of these things, in of them, even though these are things we take for granted, but in them are aspects of miracles. They are things that can only come from the creator of the heavens and earth. And so this surah brings our attention to the fact that Allah exists and He is most powerful, and all of these things that we see around us and take for granted are actually signs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is another side to the miracle of the surah, and that is a prediction that is made in the opening verses of the surah. So Surah Ar-Rum, the chapter of the Romans, is called this because its opening verses make a prediction about the Roman Empire. Just a very brief history to understand the context of this verse. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were two superpowers in the world, right? The Persian Empire and the Roman Empire. And Arabia was sandwiched in between the two. It was a small land that both empires ignored. And at that time, there was a war going on between the Persians and the Romans. And the Persians were defeating the Romans. Not only were the Persians defeating the Romans, they had defeated them so badly that it looked like the Roman Empire was about to collapse. And at this moment, when it looked like the Roman Empire was about to collapse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses, the opening verses of Surah Ar-Rum, that Ghulibatir Rum, the Romans have been defeated. But soon, after a few years, they will be victorious. So this is a prediction, a very, very bold prediction in the Quran. But there is a double prediction here. Because the next verse says, on that day, the believers will also be happy because Allah will have assisted them. So look at the time when this was revealed. It's in Makkah. The Muslims are being oppressed. There's no sign of hope or victory for the Muslims. On the global scale, the Romans are being destroyed and defeated by the Persians. There's no sign of hope of the Romans being victorious. Yet Allah says in a few years' time, the Romans will be victorious and the Muslims will be victorious. 5 years later, exactly 5 years later, the Muslims defeat Abu Jahl and his army in the Battle of Badr with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That exact same year, the Romans take back all their lands from the Persians. They defeat the Persian Empire and take back all their lands. So in that year, the second year after Hijra, both of these predictions came true. That the Prophet ﷺ had defeated the disbelievers of Makkah in the Battle of Badr, and the Romans had defeated the Persians. And after that, the Persian Empire would collapse within 20 years in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, while the Romans would remain in power. The Byzantine Empire would remain for another 500 to 600 years until the time of the Ottomans. So this verse is a miracle. This is a proof of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah revealed a verse stating that the Romans will be victorious at a time where it seemed impossible to happen, and the exact prediction came true 5 years later. So these are some very powerful and beautiful verses to think about. This surah should really increase our iman and put into our hearts yaqeen that this is indeed the true religion, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed the true messenger of Allah. Subhanahu rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamu alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.